This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Maybe with one or two exceptions when we go to some show or something like that. But that doesn't stop you from calling us tonight and speaking your mind. Our number, our toll-free number, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord, you will sound like you're in the studio with us, and man, who wouldn't want to be in the studio with us? By the way, the us is myself, Chris.
Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And with Discord, you load a little client on your smartphone, on your laptop, you connect to the Free Talk Live, LRN Discord server, and you will sound like you're here. You can go right into a room and be connected right to the show, or you can use the phones. Like I said, that's what people used to do back in the day before we had all these things like Discord and high technology.
And is that discord.lrn.fm?
Yes, it is, Rich. Thank you. But there's been a lot of talk about New Zealand and the tragedy that occurred over there. It was a horrendous event perpetrated by somebody who could, at the time, legally possess a gun in New Zealand and evidently in some other places.
He was from Australia.
But now the Kiwis, the New Zealanders, have chosen to go, I'm not sure what to say here, full Bloomberg. Maybe that would be a way
Bloomberg,
to put it.
Like the guy from New York?
Absolutely. A big gun grabber, and say that, okay, overnight, pretty much, at least figuratively, any weapon that looks scary has to be confiscated, has to be turned in, will be destroyed. And I've seen some social media posts that have talked about this, and you know, the proud New Zealanders who are so proud to turn in their weapons.
Okay, now what's the tactical definition of an assault rifle? What?
I'll give you the absolute.
How are they defining that?
Well, they look scary, Rich.
Well, I know they look scary, but this can't be just gun racism, okay? It's, I mean, really, if we paint the things, are they going to be okay with them?
Well, no, Rich. Even if you change the color, it's still going to have a scary shape. For example, if you ever play Call of Duty or one of those, you know, on video games or things like that, you run around with a scary-looking gun. And the scary-looking gun shoots lots of bad guys. Mm-hmm. Therefore, all scary-looking guns will cause people to run around and shoot everyone. That's sort of the logic.
Yeah. Well, that, and I think the media kind of fakes out what it is, because I've seen several times when they've talked about so-called assault rifles on the news, and while they're talking about it, they're showing police officers on a range firing off fully automatic weapons.
Right.
And people think that's what it is. I sat there. The reason I'm hyper aware of that is because I watched one of those commercials with my mother. And my mother doesn't understand the gun issue. I'm sorry, Ma. You're wrong. But so I saw that with her, and she was like, Why would anybody need to be able to put out that much firepower? And I was like, oh, those are fully automatic weapons they're firing off. Those are not the weapons they're talking about.
Right. The weapons they are talking about are semi-automatic.
And which means
semi-automatic means that when you squeeze the trigger, a bullet is fired, and then another round is chambered into the gun, so you're ready to shoot again. and another squeeze of the trigger will yield a second bullet that will come out the end of the barrel. There is nothing automatic about these, and they are not, quote-unquote, machine guns.
One pull, one bullet. That's what you get.
That's what you get, and that's all you get.
Okay. Whereas a machine gun, you just kind of turn it on, and it sprays buttons until you turn it off or run out of or it sprays bullets until you turn it off or run out of bullets.
Correct. If you depress the trigger, it will continue to fire round after round until you release the trigger, And I've shot those weapons, too.
And that's crazy fun. An M16 or an AK fully automatic, they're fun to shoot.
I'm with you on that one. But they're impractical, too. And if anybody's been through basic training, and I assume somebody out there's probably been in the military at some point, you didn't do a whole lot of practice firing three-round bursts or firing fully automatic because it's very difficult to control. Now, if you were... in special forces, some branch, and that was your job, then you got a lot more training on how to do full auto firing or three-round burst firing. But for everybody else...
I did it in my military academy, and then there's free staters with fully automatic weapons I've shot with up in the woods out here. It's fun.
New Hampshire, where this show is being broadcast from, has more fully automatic weapons, legal fully automatic weapons, than any other state in the union per capita.
And I'll tell you what, I haven't been on the air that much during the Trump reign, so I haven't taken Republicans to task for this, and now, of course, it's too late. But Republicans, you controlled the House. You controlled the Senate. You controlled the presidency. You could have repealed every single gun law, because every single gun law is unconstitutional, and you know it. So you guys dropped the ball, okay? NRA, you dropped the ball. We should be fighting right now over the Democrats trying to outlaw machine guns again because you guys got rid of the ban.
Well, it's a great point, because if the Republicans actually cared about smaller government, which is frequently their talking point, then they should have been able to just get rid of a good chunk of it while they were in charge, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything.
And, they should know, and we should acknowledge, that the reason for keeping and bearing arms is so you can shoot cops, and so you can shoot soldiers who come to enforce the government's will on you when the government's will is unjust. That's what they're for. And it works, is the amazing thing. We talked about a couple that was killed a few weeks ago, defending their home when it turned out the assailants were a SWAT team coming in saying that they were selling heroin and they were not selling heroin. Well, they shot back and they died. They died heroes for defending their homes against an encroaching government. But guess what happened? That town isn't doing no-knock raids anymore.
Yeah, and
so shooting back works.
I hope that the sheriff continues that policy.
I hope he does, too, and I think we need to keep the heat on him to do that. And I think we should also, that's a place where we happen to know the guy who runs the Republican committee in Keene. As a matter of fact, he's in the room with us. So maybe we could suggest that he draft a position for Republicans of Keene that the Keene police should not do no-knock raids.
Hold on, Ian.
Maybe that should be an official position of the Republican Party.
It's a great idea.
Ian, you've only been involved in the Republican Party. Did I just hear you say that Ian now runs the Republican Party?
Ian's the county Republican chair.
Are you?
He's the chair.
It's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm technically a Republican. That's how I'm registered right now, because I voted for Rand Paul.
What has the world come to? 855-450-FREE. But, Ian, you were starting before we so rudely interrupted you, but you were going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in New Zealand now.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's, of course, more bad news coming out of New Zealand. We covered over the last couple of days how they've been arresting people for sharing a video the video of the shooting, because it's illegal to do that stuff there. They've got censorship policies that have been in place for decades, if not hundreds of years, in New Zealand. And now people are voluntarily turning in their guns, but also they're looking at that apparently they've just passed some sort of ban on semi-auto so-called military style weaponry. Well, we can talk more about it coming up.
What's your take? Should semi-automatic rifles be outlawed? More on that when we return. Free Talk Live.
She's happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In our first hour tonight, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.com.
Hey, nope, and if you not .com. God, I don't know what that'll take you to.
I don't know why I keep saying that. lrn.fm.
Yeah.
Let's say that again. discord.lrn.fm. And you can also, if you're into watching the show, a lot of people do like to tune in and see what we look like and see the funny faces I will make when I look at Rich, and Rich will make funny faces at me. You can thank you for that example.
Is there a Rich cam?
There is. You can find it at twitch.freetalklive.com, and you can watch there. There's also chat rooms and stuff like that, so you can interact with other people that are listening. And we've been talking about gun control, and in this case, it's going on in New Zealand, which suffered a horrible tragedy.
Well, it's been going on in New Zealand. It's just going to get worse.
I know. But it's the typical reaction when something bad happens. We must try anything. Do something. That's the whole thing. That's the politician's thing, is do something. Show people we care. So they just basically disarmed a whole bunch of people, or they're planning on it. We're going to learn more about that. Ian's been reading. Where's this story come from?
Stuff.co.nz, which is a New Zealand-based site. But I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com as well, which is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Whether it's getting started, maybe you've never really taken the time to learn about cryptocurrency, they can help you over there. They can also help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum. And those are just some of the myriad of features available there at Bitcoin.com. As the story coming out of New Zealand, and there's a couple of them. One is that some of the people of New Zealand have just decided they want to go ahead and start turning in their guns before it's even legally required for them to do so. So this is kind of one of those rah-rah stories of the media cheering on these brave men and women, or men apparently, who've lined up to turn in their guns.
Are they giving any specifics on numbers?
Of course not.
Because last I heard, the number of people who had turned in guns was 37.
In New Zealand last week?
In New Zealand, and the number of guns in New Zealand is 1.2 million.
All right.
So that's not putting, they're slightly less safe, except that, clearly the people who turned in their guns were stupid.
Right.
So, getting guns out of the hands of stupid people is probably good.
There you go.
John Hart, who's been a sheep and beef farmer for 15 years, says he took his semi-automatic weapon into Masterson Police Station on Monday as he, quote, couldn't in all conscience, unquote, keep the rifle after seeing the loss of life in Christchurch.
Oh, my.
He said further, quote, until today, I was one of the New Zealanders who owned a semi-automatic rifle. On the farm, they are a useful tool in some circumstances, but my convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse.
Okay.
Now, does he think he might go crazy and shoot up a bunch of Muslims? Is that the concern? Is he an Islamophobe?
He may be right on the cusp. He's spending all day around sheep and what was the other cattle?
It sounds like he's close to snapping. Maybe he shouldn't have a gun.
There was a great response to that tweet, and I'm trying to remember exactly.
Oh, this person tweeted? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, this came through Twitter. I saw it on Twitter, and, basically it's like, congratulations in depriving your family, and I'm paraphrasing, depriving your family of any protection.
Right.
Which is what you've done. You have
and publicly announcing it as well. So right. Anybody that wanted to target him and his family would, presuming he didn't use a pseudonym.
Yeah.
And in fact, they even have his paperwork here that they actually photographed his paperwork. Or maybe he posted it
with his tweet.
I mean, it would be tragic if it happened. I would hate it if it happened. But if this guy actually gets whacked by some criminal, I'm going to have to nominate him for a Darwin Award.
Right? That would be the proper response for that. And of course, U.S., because we are the moral compass for the world, at least that's what politicians think. Bernie Sanders says, this is what real action to stop gun violence looks like. We must follow New Zealand's lead, take on the NRA, and ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons in the United States.
And why is that a special issue, gun violence, as opposed to other kinds of violence?
You know,
there's a great scene from All in the Family where Gloria is screeching at Archie about gun control, and she says, "Don't you know 30 million people a year are killed with guns in the United States?" And Archie looks at her and says, "Would you feel better if they was pushed out of wind as a little girl?"
Nice.
So apparently there's also this prime minister character there, Jacinda Ardern. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but she has applauded those who had voluntarily surrendered their guns to police and said others could do the same. Quote, "Within 10 days of this horrific act of terrorism, we will have announced reforms that I think will make New Zealanders safer. Because whenever you put things down on pieces of paper, people become safer." That's Isn't that right?
It's a paper shield. It will protect you.
Now, what do you think? Are these guys selected in advance? Are they, like, hired by some anti-gun group?
Who, the people turning in their guns?
Yeah.
I suppose there's some of that, but you're going to have... I mean, what I don't want to do is belittle the tragedy. How many people dead? 50?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
That was horrendous.
Yeah.
And I don't want
to... Well, guess what? It really wasn't horrendous on the scale of what happens in the world every day, because you want to find some Islamophobes? The U.S. Army, blew away way more than 50 Muslims
day.
Day in, day out, over and over and over again. So let's not sit here and pretend that this is a big deal on the scale of things. This disappears within the tide of blood that is generated by U.S. foreign policy.
Damn, Rich, you're on fire tonight.
You must be talking about Muslim troops.
I like this new pen. This thing is great.
But you're not. What you're talking about is... You're talking about is civilians that are killed every day in wars around the world, many of which the U.S. is involved in, and some of which are supported by New Zealand. You know, New Zealand is one of the Five Eyes or the Six Eyes or the Seven Eyes or what are that?
The Axis of Good or whatever they call themselves.
So,
behold the Nine-Eyed Beast? I don't know.
Yeah. But you have New Zealand playing at least a support role in that. And, you know, they have other issues to worry about. The numbers on gun laws are blown out of proportion anyway. For instance, they include all suicides. And there's a big difference between that and cold-blooded murder.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Suicide is a basic human right. The only crime in people committing suicide by gun is that they have to use a gun instead of something gentler that'll leave a prettier corpse.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. When we return, we're going to hear more about what's going on in New Zealand. And we've got a couple other interesting stories. What if you could walk into drugstores in the United States and buy CBD? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yep. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk.
Know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to promote free speech on college campuses.
Today's action is just the beginning of our efforts to protect free speech and advance our students' rights agenda.
Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least four people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little and we're not wealthy.
We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. The Dow was up 217 points. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch. Sorry, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sorry, Bernie Sanders. You got to pay for things or you got to get out of the business.
They know you got to pay for things. That's why they're going to take money from you.
I know that.
But do it.
But they keep telling us everything's free, free,
they're
free.
They're
going to
pay
free
in your blood.
Somebody's going to pay. 855-450-FREE. And again, you can hit us up with Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. And a whole bunch of other things we do for you, our radio listener. But right now we've been talking about New Zealand and their, I would say...
We've talked more about New Zealand in the last week than the entire history, I think, of
history of Free Talk
doing
Live.
Free Talk Live.
We weren't covering the shooting of the Hobbit films.
No.
Didn't come up.
No.
Not really a libertarian angle to that.
The only libertarian story I remember coming out in New Zealand is, I think years ago, and I don't know if it's still like this, they repealed their entire farm policy. Another thing the Republicans could have done.
They could have.
They repealed the entire farm policy, so no subsidies, no regulations. They completely deregulated their farms, and their farming industry, you know, exploded as a result, and it was doing very well. That's the only libertarian news I remember from New Zealand.
We have talked about them in the perspective of the World Economic Freedom Rankings. New Zealand tends to rank higher than the United States by several positions.
Yes.
Are they really?
Yeah, on the Economic Freedom Index.
Now, who puts that one out?
There's a couple of different organizations that do it. Heritage Foundation does one, and then there's another one, I think, by Cato.
Cato does one. And,
okay.
And Fraser Institute. I think they work with Cato on the Free the World.
So the U.S. has been dropping like a stone,
mm-hmm.
because we used to be like one or two.
Mm.
But, well,
I don't know if it was ever that high, at least in my recollection.
I was thinking...
It might have been like 3 to 5 or something.
There were some... There were some smaller countries.
Yeah,
like
we didn't beat Hong Kong and Singapore.
Well,
Hong Kong and Singapore were...
It's your time preference, too. I mean, we may have been way up there in 1967 or 1970 or something like that. But those days are those
well.
Days
I think
are long
we were.
Gone.
I think we were much freer then.
Or you've been listening to the news. That may be where you got that. We're much higher in the last couple of years. You were probably listening to mainstream news, Rich.
Well,
could be.
That'll do it.
I mean, I can't say I haven't listened to any of it.
Right,
but. You know, usually I listen to mainstream news the way Woody Allen reads the Bible, penciling in the corrections and the margins.
But we've been discussing a story out of New Zealand. The goal, actually, it's implemented, and I don't know where it's at in the legislative process or if it's been signed into law by their prime minister yet. But the plan is to basically ban any assault weapons, whatever those are. And everybody's going to
legislation is being drafted.
Is that where
the
it's
law
at?
Expected to take effect by April 11th, according to Fox News.
Yep.
And Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
It'll be interesting to see if they can define an assault weapon.
Military-style semi-automatic weapons is what they intend to ban.
Okay.
Quote.
Please.
We will ban...
Go ahead.
All high-capacity magazines. We will ban all parts with the ability to convert semi-automatic or any other type of firearm into a military-style semi-automatic weapon,
ooh,
she said. In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Okay, so ban every part that will turn a semi-automatic weapon into a semi-automatic weapon. That is,
if she knew what she was talking about,
she may not have any idea.
Don't pick on her too much because U.S. politicians are the same.
Sure.
They wanted, and the legislation during the assault weapons ban banned the number of accessories you could have on your rifle. So a hand grip, which does nothing for the lethality of a weapon, countered is one. A flash suppressor, you know, something that keeps the flash of the barrel from blinding you when you shoot. It's very bright. That countered as one because it looked scary. Having a collapsible stock looked scary.
Well,
these were cosmetic.
Now, it sounds like some of these things would contribute to concealability, like a collapsible stock. Am I wrong there?
It makes it more concealable, but I'll do this next time I do the show. I'll bring in a semi-automatic, like an AR-15.
Sweet, show and tell.
I'll bring one in, and if you happen to be watching on twitch.lrn.fm, you can check out my gun. I don't care.
By the way, I apparently was wrong about Twitch's position on firearms, because I thought that they had some sort of restriction on actually showing a real gun. But the other day I was on their website, just on the front page, and the featured video was two guys shooting real guns in a... So somebody, I think, misinterpreted the... Well, I'll have to actually look it up and see what it says. But I think it's only illegal to have, or only against the rules to have things that are illegal for you to have.
When people are looking for something to be upset about, they'll usually find it. So some people will read terms of service and are like, it says they can, you know, violate your dog.
But Twitch,
you know, by this convoluted definition, they can violate your dog.
Twitch was born out of the gaming industry where people run around with guns and shoot each other.
Right.
Though they're pixelated, fake guns. But guns, I guess, as much as a fully automatic weapon is to a semi-automatic weapon in New Zealand, it's just as close. I thank you for pointing that out, which is why I usually walk with my, when I do the show, I'm not having my left side towards cameras because that's what side I'm always carrying a gun.
Are you a lefty?
I'm a lefty, and okay. Yeah, but I don't even, in New Hampshire, we have So far, we still have pretty liberal gun laws, and I carry every day, everywhere. So if you ever want to whack me, make sure I'm in the shower. Don't take that sentence the wrong way. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to hear more about the plan
yes.
to ban?
Please, please.
So Jacinda Ardern continued to say the government is working on a large-scale buyback plan for citizens possessing the weapons affected by the ban. The plan will allow the guns to be surrendered to police and, quote, eventually destroyed. Once the buyback is complete, she said, owners would receive, quote, fair and reasonable compensation, but didn't elaborate. Those who still possess the banned guns after a, quote, reasonable period for returns has passed will be found breaking the law, said Ardern. Penalties will include fines of up to $4,000 and or 3 years in prison, with the draft legislation proposing even stiffer measures.
Huh. So are they doing buybacks first, or they're going right for
buyback first?
Buyback first, okay.
And then, so they are, they've gone whole hog for confiscation, though.
I mean, it's going to be illegal. I don't know if that means they're going to go door to door, but they might.
Yeah.
Well,
I would
say
well,
there's
I mean,
a good
that's basically,
that.
Legally, that's confiscation.
Yeah.
You know. And
what else would they do? Why wouldn't they go door to door? If they've got a record,
right.
Well, the reason they wouldn't go door to door is they don't want to find out how many people
are willing
to die.
Good
you
point.
Know, and sooner or later, I mean, New Zealand. I'll tell you what, if New Zealand revolts against its government over this, I'll be real tempted to get on a plane.
I think a lot of people would, but they won't. That's me, you know, sitting back here 10,000 miles away.
See, the thing is, what we're watching, though, this is all, the world news since 1947 has been pretty much a well-coordinated publicity stunt that's lasted for a long, long time. So who knows what's really going on?
It does. So what do you think? Should the New Zealanders revolt because the government is threatening to take away their right to protect themselves? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains 2 unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE. Man, Ian, I just lost it there.
Spacing
for a
out?
No kidding. I think
the numbers are right there beneath that monitor. If you look to your right,
I know they are. 855-450-3733. No, what it was I was looking through text files on my computer, finding a list of names, and I'm still stuck on trying to figure out why I recorded these four names.
Mm.
No idea why. But that's how my mind sometimes does not work. It's like a little bug, you know, just it got caught in a loop. You're a programming guy, Rich, you know that. It just sort of sits and spins for a while.
You just have to control C that.
I know.
It's true.
But we've been talking about New Zealand and New Zealand's reaction or overreaction to gun control in light of the horrific events that took 50 lives, and they went full Bloomberg. I'm naming that term for Mayor Bloomberg, who was an avid gun grabber, formerly of New York, and now he seems to spend, or maybe not spend as much time, but he certainly spends a lot of money in states that have relatively liberal gun laws, like New Hampshire. So it's a whole lot of Bloomberg money being pumped into the state to support the Democrats' desire to rid the world of things that look scary.
It would be nice if there was some media out there, and maybe it exists, just I haven't seen it yet, from the pro-gun side of things. Those people must exist in New Zealand, and so right. Far the media is, you know, all reporting on what the government's going to do, and then there's this one story that we started earlier about these people who are just, we're just good citizens turning in our weapons because that's what good citizens should do. You know, that's the mentality of the news media that's been covering the situation there so far, but you know, it does make me wonder, what are the pro-gun folks saying in New Zealand? Do they have any kind of media that's willing to actually talk to them? Because, I mean, I don't see, you know, two sides to this story in the media.
You see, this is all so convenient, too. That's the thing. It happens with this new photogenic, telegenic leader in place in New Zealand.
Who is this, Jacinda Ardern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's, the media's been lavishing praise on her. I think she just got elected. Am I right in that?
She looks creepy to me, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
She looks creepy to me, too, but, you know, most of their spokesmen look creepy to me, but
right.
You know, and they set it up in a, and it actually happens in a place where the political system is such that they can railroad something like this through this fast.
Right.
Which is pretty amazing. And everything about this feels like a staged event. And I'm not saying that people didn't die, you know. Right. Because I think when they stage an event, they actually go in and kill people or arrange to have people killed. But this all has the feeling of a staged event to me, and I don't know why. I feel a wrongness in it in the same way that I felt a wrongness in that Jussie guy's story about the two guys yelling, "This is MAGA country," and beating him up.
Oh, this is the actor who falsified police reports?
It turned out that this was one of those cases where he'd hired immigrants to do a job that Americans just wouldn't do.
Right. Ardern said she and the cabinet would work through legal exemptions to the ban, such as for farmers who need to cull their herds, but said any exemptions would be, quote, tightly regulated. She said further, "We do have guns in New Zealand that are used for legitimate purposes by responsible owners every single day, and that includes our rural community that manages pests, used for animal welfare, and also for recreation," she said. She believes the vast majority of these owners will support the ban because it's about, quote, national interest and, quote, safety.
How is this about national interest, or how is it about safety? So, New Zealand,
the way it affects national interest is if China invades.
That's a big one right there. But it's not like these guns just sprang into existence or, you know, these laws have been on the books, obviously, for years. And they had something go horribly wrong. I'm terribly sorry about that. I hate to hear stories where that end with people dying, regardless of how they die, if it's in war, if it's at the hands of a madman. I hate to hear this kind of stuff. But the idea that these laws that evidently had been working in New England or New Zealand for years and years and years suddenly failed, you know. Yeah. How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, people are crazy, and so the laws don't make a damn bit of difference when somebody's a psychopath and is willing to break whatever laws are necessary to acquire the guns that they need to go on a slaughter.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, anybody who's really determined will still be able to build guns.
Sure.
You know, you can 3D print them. You can build them with parts from a hardware store. This has always been the case, so I don't know if anybody in New Zealand is listening over the net, but if you're in New Zealand, start studying how to make some fully automatic weapons. Why stop at semi?
Speaking of building guns, and remember, they're going to do a gun buyback here in New Zealand is the plan.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a story years ago, I don't remember if it was Austin, Texas, or where it was, but there was one of those gun buyback things, and I don't remember if it was the government who was running the buyback, but there was one of these gun buybacks, and somebody put together like the cheapest possible gun you could make, like a, you know,
the $5 shotgun made out of a 2x4,
that kind of stuff. Like, just built his own guns out of $10 worth of parts or whatever, and then got $50 to $100 gift certificates for just turning in, you know, half a dozen of them or something like that.
I'm going to dig up the story.
If I wasn't a felon, I would be doing that, and I would be mass producing these things so I could walk in with, you know, $10,000 worth of them and bleed their $200,000 program dry.
I'm going to dig this up because it was a story within the last few weeks where a guy went in with a very specific plan. It was to earn enough money in gun buybacks to buy himself an actual nice gun. That was his goal.
What did he use to turn it in?
He started out with things that he had. All the parts came from Home Depot.
Okay.
He went to one place. He made a variety of handguns and or weapons of some kind that were technically firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept making them worse and worse and then getting back in line. You know,
until
it was like, you know, a piece of pipe, a shotgun shell, a nail, and a hammer. And collected his money. And his goal, like I said, his goal was to be able to afford a nice gun.
Did he make his goal?
He did.
That's awesome.
855 450 free.
What were they giving out? Was it like gift cards or?
That's
like...
usually what they do.
Okay.
So yeah, you and it's not going to be too.
Then you just sell the gift cards essentially on on eBay or.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
But that.
Or go to local Bitcoins. I hear you can get Bitcoins for gift cards there.
Can you?
I heard you can.
That's pretty cool. You were asking about New Zealand shooters. A story from Ammo Land. Kiwis rush to New Zealand gun shops in anticipation of new gun laws.
Ah, okay.
So there are a few, evidently some Kiwis out there.
Hey, let me give you a tip here, Kiwis. If there's going to be a new gun law coming down, don't rush to the gun store. You need to buy your guns from somebody privately so you're not on a list. Because if they're going
to
come
that
down...
That still means somebody's running to the gun store, but hopefully there are people buying them by the crate who are going to resell them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, somebody's
got... You don't want to be on that list.
Somebody's got to be buying them from gun dealers, and that's why the gun industry has been so carefully regulated, because in case of regulation, they have to be able to round those people up.
Somebody ought
or
to...
in case of revolution is the word I was looking for.
Somebody ought to tell these Kiwis about the Ghost Gunner, if they have not heard about this.
Right.
It is basically a... And I don't know if I'm the best person to even try describing it. I've been to the manufacturing facility for it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a... It's not a 3D printer. It's just like this machine that... I don't know if it's like a lathe or
it's
what.
It's like a milling machine that will take an 80% completed... AR-15 lower and finish it all the way to 100%.
Do it the rest for you, basically.
And in U.S., under U.S. law, that is legal to do, and that does not require that lower has a serial number.
Now, I don't know if it's legal in New Zealand, but it might be worth looking at.
It may be.
Because they had some pretty badass weaponry in that facility.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and there's a real benefit. And it's not, folks, it's not about making a gun that can't be traced. In the event
that's
of a
exactly
crime,
what it's about.
Well,
wait,
to me,
not for a crime. It's just
not for
about
a crime.
Making a gun that can't be traced.
The government has no business knowing what weapons you have and you possess legally. And
damn
these are legal legal guns.
Legal drunks.
Jesus. Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.